beginning by coming to awareness of the body in the sitting posture. Sitting in a way that embodies awareness. Embodies the dignity of this practice. Allowing the weight of the body to be supported. Just noticing how the body is right now. Bringing some sense of ease and softness to the body. This body that works so hard for us. Is it to listen to the body? Perhaps somewhere in this body, our kind attention is needed. the same way that we open to sounds. Simply listen. Simply receive. Whatever sounds may be present. We can also listen to the sensations of the body. Allowing any sensations of the breath to come into awareness. Noticing the difference between controlling the breath and receiving, receptive knowing. thoughts will come and go. Feelings and emotions. Just like a house with all the windows and doors open. Letting whatever arises to just pass through. This empty house. this soft awareness has no agenda, no goal. No preferences. Simply allowing experience to be exactly as it is. this very moment completely itself. Completeness, including all of who we are. Wandering mind, painful back, sounds and thoughts, give ourselves space to be as we are. Is the essence of compassion. Whatever suffering, whatever difficulties may be present, offering our tenderness. Acknowledge what hurts and meet it with care. again, we meet this moment with an open heart. Or we include all of who we are, the more we can include others. Growing and growing this love. To include all beings. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from suffering. In some ways, this is a special day. Every day is a special day. This is a. It's. Sometimes I think of a retreat like. There's a certain amount of effort to go uphill. You know, so we have to sort of start from zero and generate effort. And we're sort of working against our previous momentum. You know, we're sort of, you know, and then we get going, and there's a certain point we sort of reach the top, the crest, and then it's like we're gliding, we're enjoying the fruits of our efforts, and so today can be like that, you know. letting all of the practice and all of the mindfulness and the suffering and the coming back and all of that, the totality of our willingness to be present is here, is right here in this moment. And so it's like today is the day we can enjoy it. Just savor each thing. Dogen calls this, I believe it's called Jijiyu Zamai, which is translated as one act samadhi. So sometimes we think about samadhi as concentration, as, wow, that's something, some difficult thing, or there's something in the future, or something where all these other things have to happen first. But for Dogen, this is one moment samadhi, one act samadhi. And what it means is, do one thing at a time. And just do that thing. And then do the next thing. You know? So, when you get up from the cushion, the whole universe is there, getting up, all of space and time in this activity. And then, when you put on your shoes, it's just putting on your shoes, just doing this one thing. And it's sort of, it can have the flavor of giving depth to each moment. You know, it's like putting on my shoes isn't just a thing I have to get through so I can go outside and walk and be present. You know, it's all there. It's all there in putting on the shoes. Nothing else needs to happen. You know, so each thing we're doing, we sort of just give our being to that. And of course, we do things for a purpose, but this is sort of sensing into the other side. Yes, we can have a purpose, but we can also do something in a complete way. And in that completeness, we sort of find our own completeness. In that spirit, I want to just say this very brief poem that's from Dogen's writing, and it's from an essay which is called The Point of Meditation. So here's where he's saying, this is the point of meditation. He says, realization is effort without desire. Clear all the way to the bottom, a fish swims like a fish. Vast sky, transparent throughout, a bird flies like a bird. This is the point of meditation. Realization is effort without desire. Clear water all the way down, a fish swims like a fish. Vast sky, transparent throughout, a bird flies like a bird. I don't know exactly what a fish thinks or what a bird thinks, but I don't think they're worrying so much if their swimming is good enough, or their flying looks good, or flying the right way or the right speed or the right, you know. They're expressing who they are. They're expressing their nature. They're practicing not, maybe not to become better fish or better birds, but just out of their perfection as fish, as birds. So what is it for us to practice not out of our lack, not out of our deficiencies, but out of our perfection, you know? Because we're perfect, we practice. Because we're perfect, we want to improve a little bit, right? You know, having been given this gift of complete, perfect human life, we want to make it real. We want to savor it. So that's why it's sometimes said, practice is about becoming ourselves, becoming who we really are, and expressing who we really are. So what is originally ours becomes really ours, truly ours. Okay, and thank you very much. Just a few announcements about today. So those of you who signed up, we have practice discussions this morning. There might be a few more spaces, so if it would be supportive of your practice, you know, you're very welcome to sign up. And also to have time to just sit and just walk and just be is really wonderful. Tonight, our usual 7:45 sitting will be at 7:30. So that's a small change of the schedule. And we'll have a short sitting and then some announcements. And then rather than taking questions, written questions, we'll do live, in-person Q&A. So you're invited to show up in person. We'll be here in person. And it'll be like live TV, except... So... Okay, enjoy the day. Thank you.